My dear brothers and sisters in Christ, today we celebrate the memorial of St. Mary Magdalene, one of the women of the gospel, one of the shining examples of our Lord's mercy and power, through whom she was transformed from a noted sinner and one possessed by seven demons. He liberated her, and in his love, she was made whole again, as we heard in that verse from our entrance hymn today. And following him, learning from him, sitting at his feet, she grew in holiness. Her conversion was one of great generosity, and she became a great saint. And she stands, I think, as one of the great examples of the hope, as a beacon of hope for all of us, no matter how wretched we are in our sin. We can, through Christ's healing power, be converted and freed and grow to be like him. That's what holiness is. The imitation of Christ is the essence of holiness. And so she stands as one who is this example of what is possible if we correspond with the love of Christ and with his grace. She also stands as an example of, I think, something that seems rather banal, given how grand, I guess, her reputation is. Jesus even said of her when she anointed his feet and wiped his feet with her hair and her tears, and Judas reprimanded her for using that expensive perfume rather than selling it. And our Lord said that her act of charity would be remembered, and she would be remembered wherever the gospel would be preached until the end of time. And so this may seem like a somewhat banal example, lesson to draw, but I think it's one that we ought to consider. In her is this example of gratitude and justice in returning that love to our Lord that she had received. Our Lord at one point spoke, I don't know if it was in connection to her, I don't recall, but I think it was Simon the Pharisee at his house at the dinner. And our Lord said, who is going to be more grateful, the one to whom few sins have been forgiven or one to whom many sins have been forgiven? And of course, even Simon recognized that the one who is forgiven more will be more grateful. And that gratitude in her becomes great charity, which in another place our Lord says that charity covers a multitude of sins. But in opposition to that gratitude and justice, there can be a temptation of, let's say, laziness or complacency when we realize that Christ loves us, that we can fall into sort of spiritual laziness and just consider ourselves saved and slack off spiritually from trying to be generous in our love for our Lord and making sacrifices, etc., and thereby abuse his kindness and his mercy. And as we sang in that verse at the beginning of the Mass, before the Mass, our Lord made her whole again. And so we should look for that integrity in our love for Christ and not abuse his kindness, when we've been forgiven and liberated from sin, to not be complacent in that, but strive to build on that always and to give. She, Mary Magdalene, tradition has it, spent the rest of her life after our Lord ascended to heaven. Tradition has it, at one of the traditions is that she retired to a hermetic life, living in a cave and dedicating herself to contemplation, but also a life of mortification and great penance in love for our Lord, and thus was able to grow in holiness, and that means in union with him in charity and love. So let us thank our Lord for this shining example of conversion and holiness in one who had previously been possessed and fallen into vice. She is a sign for us of what is possible for all of us if we correspond with Christ's grace. Praise be Jesus and Mary.